What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
It is Wednesday, and we're bringing uplifting and positive news. We have like 9 stories for you. They're going to be absolutely amazing. Before we get to that, you know, we got to talk about our t-shirts because we don't have any sponsors, so we got to give back ourselves. Tim, do you want me to talk about them or do you want to?
I can go ahead and knock them out really quick, man. Positive Truth has t-shirts. They're black and they're gray. Like always, if you're, you know, a good fan and you listen all the time, you know, we talk about this often and I'm sorry that we have to repeat it, but this is for everybody else that's new to the Positive Truth because our fan base is growing a little bit. So if you guys want to get a t-shirt, they're $20. And if you don't have those $20, we can get those for you for free if you add your friends to your social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it doesn't matter. Basically, what we're going to do is with the $20 that you buy with a t-shirt or if you add your friends and you get enough friends to follow the Positive Truth, we'll give you a t-shirt. We'll take that $20 that you would have gave, or if you did give that $20 to a nonprofit organization, either the Positive Tomorrows, RAIN, or the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We're basically trying to spread some positivity throughout the world, and we thought, what's a better way than to give out some free t-shirts? Because who doesn't like a free t-shirt, JP?
I mean, not me. I love free t-shirts.
Exactly. That's exactly what we thought, and we're just trying to spread some positivity. We're going to be out there in these streets pretty soon, so stay tuned to this episode, and we'll let you know what's going on, other ways to access these t-shirts. But if you want one, you can email us at The Positive Truth, get a hold of us on Facebook, go to Hubbly Bubbly in Oklahoma City. I mean, we're going to have these t-shirts everywhere pretty soon, so get them while they're still fresh. Like right. It's an order of food, right?
I wasn't going to say anything.
As soon as I said it, I regretted it, but it's all good.
Well, let's get to these positive news stories. I'm going first. I have... Okay, let's start in Oklahoma since we are in OKC. An Oklahoma Army veteran leaves $2.25 million estate for Habitat for Humanity. And they're going to take that estate and build 24 homes. And I just think that's kind of awesome, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. Building homes? How's that not awesome?
Absolutely. You donated your whole estate instead of giving it to your kids and selling it. All for a good cause.
That's what we like to hear about at The Positive Truth, man. Well, I'm going to go ahead and... go ahead, JP. I'm sorry.
You're good. Keep going.
All right, we'll keep it pushing then. I actually have an app, man, that was created to improve your public speaking and speech anxiety, which I think was crazy. When I saw this, I was like, man, time out. All I saw was the title, and I was like, I could use this for The Positive Truth specifically because I struggle sometimes speaking on here. And basically what happened was is two college students from Drexel University, they created this app called Oraya. I think it's O-R-A-I. I don't want to say it wrong and have everybody all confused, but this app is completely free for Android and iOS, which are iPhone users. So if you want to download this app, it's spelled O-R-A-I. And what happened was the reason they came up with this idea was one of the kids is from Pakistan and he has a real thick accent. So he struggled with public speaking and he thought to himself, you know, how can I improve this? How can I help others? And him and his friend, they came up with this idea to create this app. And one of the creators is only 22 years old, right? And that's the one that's from Pakistan, actually. They entered a bunch of competitions. They ended up raising over $40,000 in prize money, which has gone towards the app's financing. The app is still growing, and even though they're still improving on it every single day, they already have 35,000 people who have downloaded the app, and they're continuously growing. It forces people...
Is the app free?
The app is completely free.
What?
Completely free. The reason they wanted to do this, it forces people to ask themselves, what am I doing verbally? And then hopefully it leads to the next question, which is a question that we want to ask people, you know, how can I make it better? And I thought it was perfect for The Positive Truth because I know for myself, I'm going to download this app and I'm going to check it out and see if it'll help me out with my public speaking abilities. And I think it's awesome because at the end of the day, how can I make it better is a question we should ask ourselves for a lot of things, not just speaking.
Okay, Tim, next Monday. Expect a follow-up.
Oh, for sure. Follow-up will happen. I almost downloaded it actually before we went on. I just didn't have enough time.
Cool. And what college did they go to?
Drexel.
Where is that at?
I couldn't tell you.
Fair enough.
You know what? I've like seen Drexel play on TV basketball-wise and stuff. I should know where it's at this point, but I really don't.
Follow up on Monday.
Touche. What do you got for us, JP?
I have breaking news, I guess. The Yosemite National Park. You ever been, Tim?
No, sir.
Do you want to go?
For sure.
Me too. It just got 400 more acres.
Oh, wow.
Just got donated to it. I like how all mine are quick and simple today, because, you know, you can't really add on to that, but that's pretty
cool.
I know,
that's why I'm just like, well, I mean, that's awesome. Like, I have a question, though. That 400 acres, it was, like, land that was already around Yosemite?
Yeah.
Cool. And it was just donated to them?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a lot of land to just be donated. That's awesome.
It was Robin Cartwright and his wife, Nancy. And they owned a large meadow attached to the park at 400 acres of prime real estate. Instead of selling it, they just wanted to donate it to them as part of a land trust.
Man, that really is a positive news story, because for those that don't know out there, land isn't cheap, and 400 acres is a lot. They could have made a huge profit off of that land, so shout out to them.
Absolutely. You could just build a hotel right there, like, hey, come to Yosemite.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. Well, my next story is all the way from China, man. China has plans for its first city of trees. Yeah, exactly. Like, it sounds like something out of a movie, man. Like, you know, you see just a bunch of people living in trees and houses and ropes and stuff that you're swinging from. That's what I think of when I hear something like that.
Like Kashyyyk?
Never seen it, man.
No, it's a Star Wars reference. Continue.
Nah, well, you win. Well, I mean, construction's actually begin for its first forest city. That's what they're going to call it, a forest city. It will see offices, houses, hotels, hospitals, schools entirely covered by plants and trees.
Nice.
Exactly. It's being built in southern China. The foliage is expected to absorb 57 tons of airborne pollution and produce around 900 tons of oxygen every year. They're trying to attack their airborne pollution, like, immediately, which is awesome because, I mean, this is going to be really good for our environment if people can't understand that. One of the cooler things about this whole entire place, they're going to have these, like, solar panels on top that it's, like, they're going to turn the carbon dioxide into energy for them to use for the entire city. I mean, it's amazing. They're going to have over 40,000 trees, almost 1 million plants, and more than 100 different types of species, like, living on this in this forest city.
And where in China?
It's by the, I can't say the word, but I'm going to, I'm going to attempt. All right. It's the Luis Hao Forest City.
I quit.
I can't even do it. It's in southern China. Let's just say that.
Okay. China is a large place. That's why I ask.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They look like they have some models of how they want the city to look that I'll upload to the Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast if you guys want to check it out. It actually looks really cool and super futuristic, but I'm with it for sure. I would like to see how this develops.
Okay. Well, Tim, you got a story about trees? I got two stories about trees.
Oh, that, I'm with that. Let's get it.
Okay. In India, kind of close to China, kind of not close, depending on what kind of scale you're using. In the Indian state of Madhya Pradesh, that was pretty bad too, they planted 67 million trees in 12 hours.
Wow.
They took 1.5 million people from all walks of life, students to the elderly, and they planted basically, 66,750,000 trees in 12 hours. I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
Yo, that's amazing. To get 1.5 million people to do something all at once, like, and they did this in how many hours?
12.
In 12 hours? We're talking about less than a day. How do you get that many people to do one thing? That is amazing.
I think what they did was they had an announcement, like, we're trying to plant trees. And they probably gave, like, it was either on, like, a Saturday or, like, a, you know, like, a Labor Day, a day off. And they just threw, like, event stuff. Like, hey, come plant a tree over here. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, like, that's amazing. That's super cool.
Oh, you think that's super cool? Since you were in China with your trees, I'm going to stay there. Okay, So in rural China, there's these two disabled men, right? And they work on basically like a hectare of land, which I can't find the source on how big it is. But basically, they've been working there for like 13 years. They're both disabled. They went to school together, like one's 54, one's 53.
And they're still friends? That's so dope.
Well, they lost... I got you. They lost touch of each other from like a period. So one of them has no arms.
Oh.
So like he touched something electric when he was like two or three. So he doesn't even have memory of his arms. The other one was born with cataracts in one eye. So he was legally blind. He basically couldn't see out of one eye. And in the year 2000, he had an accident in a factory and he lost sight in his other eye. So he couldn't work. And that's when they reconnected after all these years. And they work on this land. And since 2000, they've been doing nothing but planting trees. But the guy that has no arms, what he does is he guides the blind men around. And then he does all the digging. And then they plant and they talk and they keep everything watered. And they also there's this cool picture of like the blind man being like, get on my back, and then they go up and they like chop tree limbs down like from dead trees, and they basically planted like, man, something crazy. I can't even find the number. I think they planted like over like thousands of trees in the past 13 years.
Man, that sounds so awesome. Two people that like by themselves maybe couldn't do this, but together they're able to do something amazing like that. To plant thousands of trees over that many years it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah,
it's like super beautiful.
There's a picture of the guy with no arms carrying the blind man across the river, which is pretty cool. And then there's a picture of like the blind man. I cannot pronounce their names or I would. It's like, I know it's Jia Wenji and Jia Haxia. Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah, man, we got to get better with these names. No, man, that's an amazing story. Like, there's no excuse for people not to do something positive with their lives whenever you hear stories like that.
Teamwork, man, teamwork.
It does make the dream work.
What you got, Tim?
Man, I have my last two stories kind of go together. Do you have any more?
I have one more.
You want to go ahead and tell them that so I can get these last two linked in together?
Yeah, I got you. It's a follow-up.
Ooh, I love follow-ups.
Okay, so two or three months ago, I think I did a story about a device that can make legally blind people see. And I said it looks like a scouter off DBZ, and then you said I've never really watched that. And then I said it kind of looks like a Star Trek thing. And you're like, eh. You remember that?
Are you talking about like the glasses that I remember talking about it because I said the dude from Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, wore, man, like... I didn't know what Reading Rainbow was.
Yeah, I completely remember now, yeah.
Okay, well, there's a basketball player in the NBA, his name's Joe Ingles. He just got signed to a massive contract, a lot of money. But basically, there's a Jazz fan, his name's Landon Carter, and he's legally blind. So, like, he can barely see. He was born with a condition called aniridia, which is basically the absence of an iris, and usually involves both eyes. Well, the only way he could see anything is, like, me without my contacts. Like, if something's, like, two inches away from his face. Well, Joe Ingles bought him these glasses for $10,000. And so now the kid can watch the games.
Man, that's awesome. And what's this guy's name? Joe Ingles?
You don't know who Joe Ingles is, man? Honestly, I shouldn't say anything because I only know about basketball players.
What college did he go to?
I don't watch forced amateurism.
Oh yeah, you're right. I apologize. I really didn't know who that was though.
Joe Ingles, man, he was getting buckets in the playoffs. But wow, man. Yeah. They got a video and everything. We will post it to the Positive Truth Facebook page.
I'm excited to watch that for sure.
What's your last one, Tim?
My last one's a story we will be posting to the Positive Truth Facebook page, once again at the Positive Truth Podcast. It's a short video, actually, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people on social media have already watched this video because it's pretty inspiring, but it kind of reminded me of something that, you know, we're about to do with the Positive Truth on Friday. And basically, this father and his disabled son were doing this Tough Mudder competition. Do you know what a Tough Mudder competition is?
I have no idea.
Well, it's basically like, let's say it's a 5K race, which is about 3.1 miles. And it has like a course you have to go through, maybe run through some hot coal, climb up this little hill, crawl underneath a fence type of thing. Within these 3 miles, you have like all these things that you have to do. It's tough. It's not something that the everyday person can do, right?
As if running isn't hard enough, let's run on hot coals.
Exactly. I mean, it's Tough Mudder for sure. It's a fun competition. I know a lot of people that are actually getting involved in doing this. And when I saw this video, you know, I stopped and I looked because, I mean, in my head, I'm a runner. Oh, I can do this stuff. But, I mean, some of the stuff actually looks difficult. Well, at this one part, there's this ramp. And it's pretty much at the end. You have to climb this ramp to finish. And it's not very tall. It's probably 15 feet high, but it's like a skateboarding half pipe. If you guys ever watch that, you can easily slide right down trying to climb up. And this man had his son who was disabled in a wheelchair. He's pushing him along the whole entire time. They're competing in this Tough Mudder. They're at the end of this, and at the end you have to climb up this rope, pull yourself up, and get to the top of this ramp. And well, the father was trying to push his son up. His son got out of the wheelchair and tried to climb up, crawl up this ramp, and he's trying to push his son up, but they kept sliding down, just kept sliding down. Again, you have to remind everybody that they went through this course where it was full of mud, water, hot coal, and all that random stuff that's just making your body wet. You're sweating. You're already fatigued. And this is the end of it. I mean, it's pretty much impossible watching him trying to push his son up or pull his son up by himself. Then the best thing in the world happened. A group of people that were helping their friends and watching decided to help out. You have about 3 or 4 people behind him pushing him up this rope. And then you have about 3 or 4 people on top pulling the rope, trying to help this young man get up. And at the end of the video, you know, he finally gets up. The video is only about a minute and a half long. So this whole minute and a half, this is going on. And it's wonderful, you know. And then you go down onto the comments. And after watching this video, it already makes you feel good. And you see people commenting like, this is how society in general should work. Everyone working together so everyone can achieve. Watching this video makes me stop getting depressed about other videos that I watched. This is what we should be striving for in a society. I mean, all kind of examples like that of what people are saying in this message. And this video is so inspiring. And it was just like, you know what? When a group of people actually decide to work together, we can get so much done. We can achieve so much. And that's exactly why my next positive news story is about the positive things that we're doing here at the Positive Truth. This Friday, we're putting together a community fun run. We're going to have it at U.S. Grant High School out there on 5016 South Penn this Friday. What we're doing at this community run, we're trying to promote wellness, we're trying to promote unity, and we're trying to promote giving back to our community. A couple guys like me and JP, we're doing this podcast so we can spread positivity, not just in our community, but throughout the world. We're trying to get away from this negative stigma that all there is negative things happening out there. There's a lot of good things that are happening, and I know together, whenever I see a video like this, we can achieve so much. So what we need is for everybody to come out this Friday, come get a run in. If you can't run, come watch other people run, support them, and let's give back to our community together. This is only going to be the beginning of more that has to come, more that we're trying to give back. So stay tuned, everybody, because the Positive Truth, we're going to grow together, and we want everybody to be a part of it.
Nice, nice, Tim. Hold up. I have questions about the original story.
Yes, sir.
So he pushed him in a wheelchair the whole way?
Yes, sir.
And he was beating people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey. Well, the cool thing about, like, these Tough Mudder competitions, they start you off in waves. So it's like...
I was about to be like, hold up.
Yeah, man. Like,
who is Super Dad?
Well, did you not see the they have these Ironman competitions. This guy was like really famous. This is maybe about 10 years ago. We were probably, you know, junior seniors in high school, and these Ironman competitions are like a triathlon, like a marathon. Then you have to swim 10 miles, and you have to ride your bike for 50 miles, like ridiculous competition. And this guy, he same exact thing. He had his son on his back the whole entire time. He swam with his son on his back. He rode his bike with his son next to him, and he pushed his son in a wheelchair for the marathon. I mean, there's so many cool stories out there, like fathers and mothers out there doing the exact same thing. So it's
hold up.
You've never heard of the Ironman competitions? Man, it comes on. Man, there's, I promise you, maybe about 10 years ago, I'm going to look for this story. I'll bring it up the next time we get on the podcast so we can talk about it. Because, I mean, I promise you I can find that one. I watched this story multiple times when I was in college just so I could, like, be inspired.
Okay, yeah, find that, Tim. Find that for sure.
For sure.
So, Tim, you're going to check out the app?
I don't want to say it, or I.
Tim's checking out the app. Tim's finding out where Drexler is. And you're finding this video. And you're doing the fun run. Tim, are you sleeping?
Man, I get a good amount of sleep, man. I just wake up and get started right away. You know what I started doing that actually has helped me this past week?
No. I don't know.
I woke up and I've done my bed every morning.
Oh, that's what's up, Tim.
Yes. I kid you not. Like, one day the wife got up before me. And she's like brushing her teeth. She walked back into the room. Did you really just do the bed? You haven't done the bed since we've been together. Yo, I kid you not. Edna was like so surprised. I was like, I'm really trying to get this whole, you know, getting stuff done. I'm on this movement right now. So I'm gonna try to get this, you know, I experimented with meditating and it worked out really well. It was a positive experience for me. So I'm really trying to wake up and do my bed immediately. Cause I remember you saying psychologically that helps you start your day and get things done. And you know, we can't just talk about stuff. We actually got to try them as well. So I'm definitely going to be that test dummy for everything on the positive truth right now.
For the record, I stole that from the military.
Yo, yeah, you did, for sure. But hey, I listen to you.
Now I want to start doing it. The thing is, like, none of my stuff matches. Does that make any sense?
It's all good. If once you put it together, it doesn't even matter anymore, man. I'm so like happy looking at my bed when it's done. I feel accomplished, and it took me like 30 seconds to do. You know what I mean?
Nice, Tim. I'm gonna start doing this too.
It's just looking at it like, man, I did that. I did that.
Does it make you want to do more stuff throughout the day?
I kid you not. Yeah.
Yes.
And it not only makes me want to get more stuff done throughout the day, but it actually makes me want to complete more stuff throughout the day. Like, I feel better completing things versus just getting things started. And I forgot how that felt to actually get things completed. Cause you know, whenever right now in our time, in our life right now, we're doing so much, we're spreading ourselves thin, you know, we're in our 20s, and realizing getting stuff done is so much more accomplishing. That feeling of accomplishment is so much better than actually just doing 20 different things.
For sure, for sure. You know what we should do? We should do a whole Friday episode on like military science and like cool ways they've pushed technology, because that's something you get from the military. There's another thing, like shirt sizes. Most people don't realize that started in the military. Adjustable seats in your car, military science, there's all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, man, actually sounds like a really cool episode. Just hearing those three things from you then, it sounds very interesting.
We will discuss it, I guess, off podcast, because we have gotten really far off track.
Yeah, we did.
It's all good. Tim, do you have a quote?
Indubitably, but before I let you guys know what the quote is, make sure you guys are following us on our Instagram at The Positive Truth, on Facebook at The Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud. You can also find us there.
Make sure to share if you enjoy this podcast. Tell a friend. That will help out incredibly.
For sure. And if you're like one of those 15 people I've talked to in the last 2 days that wants a free shirt, make sure you guys are adding your friends to these social media platforms and send us an email and let us know, hey, I want a free t-shirt. I added my friends list and we'll check it out for you and we'll make sure we get you that t-shirt. There's already about 3 people that are getting shirts. So if you want to jump on that bandwagon, now is the time. That being said, the quote of the day is, in every day, there are 1,440 minutes. That means we have 1,440 daily opportunities to make a positive impact.
Absolutely.
Les Brown. Oh, sorry, Les Brown.
So everyone who's listening to this podcast, let's go make a positive impact today. Until Friday, we're out.
Stay positive.